Hey, it's real simple. Right here, fellas. Hey, do it for the culture on three. One, two, three, for the culture.
Here comes a strong push again. The pocket collapses, and down he goes.
How have I grown as a football player? I mean, I've grown more probably as a man this year than I have in any year of my life.
Why?
There's been some tough lessons on the football field and off. A time early in the season where I got benched, essentially. Times receiving major praise and it kind of going to my head. Times where not receiving the accolades that I thought I was going to receive and learning how to be okay with that.
How difficult is for you to deal with defeat within the framework, again, of who you are and how you look at life very optimistically? Because this stuff, when you wear that uniform and what comes with it, yes, it's life's toy department a little bit. It's sports, but it's serious business.
Some people might say, well, defeat, you lost a game. You're defeated or you're a loser. But I look deeper. I say, okay, how did I play? Right? We could win the game, but if I played horrible, how am I feeling? Am I feeling defeated or am I feeling like, man, well, I'm happy that we won, right? And so you can't, one thing I've learned is that you can't control everything. And so I'm starting to look at the way I'm playing. How am I playing? Am I doing everything I can to help our team win? Am I playing to the best of my ability? Sometimes you can't control the outcome. I wish I could, and a lot of people wish they could, but you can't. And so, you know, you talk about defeat. I don't look at it that way. I look at this is a year of learning, a year of a ton of lessons individually on the field and off the field. Thank you all so much. And understand that what we're doing, it goes a really long way to the people in Nigeria. So thank you so much. And now, round of applause. Yep.
Yeah, Sam. We love you, Sam.
I love you too.
Sam Acho and giving and love and concern. That's pretty much you, isn't it?
I had a friend who reached out to me a couple days ago, even with football. You know, we got a rough season going on. He reminded me, he said, hey, playing in the NFL, being a linebacker, that's only a fraction of who you are. By the grace of God, we were able to build a medical center in Nigeria just this last year. 3 years ago, we're thinking, what do we do? How do we get there? And so we had a fundraiser, raised a little bit of money, but it wasn't anywhere close to being enough of to build a medical center, a hospital, a clinic. We got to the point where we said, well, let's just start. So at least when we come next year, the people who come with us regularly can see that we're making progress. And the next thing you know, I get nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year and get a big time donation to Living Hope. Hmm. Next thing you know, we do an event here in Chicago, the Sam Acho Celebrity Waiter Night.
Been there.
Tons of people show up. We get this hospital even going more. Next thing you know, someone sees what we start building in Nigeria and they say, what's that over there? It's a medical center. I'll roof it. And so what started off as like a leap of faith turned into a full-fledged medical center that now has employed doctors, nurses, staff. Now people can come in every single day instead of having to wait a full year.
Walter Payton, Man of the Year nominee.
It just means the world to me because of what we're able to do for the people in Nigeria. If you want to rank things, right, oh, it's an honor, or the league sees you as this great guy. I mean, I don't care about that, but what I do care about is just the people that we're helping. I couldn't be more grateful to be in the position that I'm in right now, just because I've learned so much, lessons that are going to last me far beyond the football field and far beyond my football career.